This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Today is tax day. Perhaps you are like many other Americans and wonder if your tax forms will be audited. It turns out the IRS has been audited. The editors of the Wall Street Journal noticed two irregularities. The editors quote from the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration. The editors conclude that the Biden administration's goal of wanting to audit more ultra-wealthy and fewer middle-class filers is not going so well. The original plan was to disproportionately target individuals making at least $400,000. But the IRS did not include specifics on how the IRS was going to ensure it met this commitment. No wonder. The most recent data shows the IRS is still focused on the middle class. Nearly two-thirds of the new audits targeted taxpayers with incomes less than $200,000. To be fair, the IRS never claimed it would decrease middle-class audits. All it claimed is that it would increase audits on more wealthy Americans. The billions of dollars Congress allocated to the IRS was supposed to fund that increase, but the IRS hasn't been able to hire those new IRS agents. A little over a year ago, we were told after passing the so-called Inflation Reduction Act that the IRS would be focusing their audits on the very rich. Instead, they're still focusing on the middle class. Why? Well, first, the IRS has been going after the middle class for the same reason Willie Sutton robbed banks, because that's where the money is. Second, Americans in the middle class are much more likely to settle with the IRS rather than endure costly expenses of appeal and litigation, even if they have a good case. You know, nearly 2 years ago, we were promised that the IRS would target the wealthy. Instead, the middle class has been the target of so many of their audits. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Inflation, go to viewpoints.info/inflation. That's viewpoints.info/inflation.